And an exciting first for Tanandi Festival is an installation by Tiwi artists demonstrating the rich artistic tradition of carved Pukamani ceremonial poles, which they call tutuni. I spoke with the artists shortly after they sang the work into the space and asked them to explain the importance of the tutuni in their culture.
Tutuni, they use it for ceremonies, what we call the Pukamani ceremonies. They put it around the gravesite of the deceased person. And the workers, they're appointed to make those poles. And they will be paid to do that by the family of that ceremony. So they represent the spiritual beings and the ancestors to keep away the evil spirits. That's what the tutuni represents. It's a good spirit protecting the deceased person. Around the grave, it's all good spirit.
And are the designs on the tutuni a usual design, or are they unique for each and every different person?
This art we put on them poles. It represents something like we paint our face and we paint our bodies. Yeah, sometimes from the country and deceased person country and the person who made that totem pole in.
So it represents where they come from?
And their family, yeah.
And the family.
Yeah, and their clan.
And can you describe and explain the baskets, the tunga?
The tunga was used for several things. One, for to carry food, hunting, but it also is used during the ceremony, after the ceremony. The tunga is placed on the tutuni. They put on the burial. So they get the tunga, put it on the graveside, and they break it, including the spears, they put on the graveside.
The tutuni, they are made from ironwood?
Yeah, it's made of ironwood.
No.
Yeah. I make a pole. I got two poles there, and that pole is made of ironwood.
Maka from, Jimmy. Maka from ironwood, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's in the bush. We go ahead and look around for pole, and we cut it, make a pole. My father made a pole, so I learned from my father. Yeah, he did. He's a carving. He do all the carving. Carving, yeah. And I did the design.
Following his footsteps.
Follow his footsteps, yeah.
It's called ironwood. Does this mean that it's very tough to work with?
It's very heavy to carry.
What tools do you use?
We normally use chainsaw. Chainsaw does all the rest first, and then we use chisel after. And then we use grinder later on. And then we start painting on it.
A long time ago, they used the mussel shells and also stone axe to carve the poles. And they were like 8-9 feet tall. They were much taller, big poles and really heavy. And it took them like a few months to finally cut them, finish, decorate it. But in those days, even though it was hard, they did their job.
How long did it take you to produce the ones that are now being seen here?
Took me a month. Two months.
2 months.
2 months, okay. Yeah.
And him?
Same as me too, 2 months.
We just experienced the singing. So what are the stories of the songs?
The first opening of the song is usually, we usually do the bow dance. It's the introduction of a special occasion. And it's always a welcoming song that people generally use the bow dance. It usually is well known. And it's also the sign. The boat is here, long way from home. But the boat is here in Adelaide and have come down in the significance of the cemetery pole. And us being here, and the spirit of our people also, mingling with the spirit of the Kuna people here in Adelaide. So it's a wonderful, wonderful celebration of two language-speaking nation and tribe coming together through art.
How do your family and people back at home feel about you bringing this here?
They feel good, yeah, feel happy.
Yeah, people, TV people are happy that we represent them.
Yeah,
through art and culture and through our song and dancing. So they very well happy. Then also, may I say on behalf of the Tiwi artists and the people here, to say thank you to the Tanadi organization for having us here, and also to the Kuna people whose land that we're on now. We want to thank them and appreciate the good kindness and the gratitude of us being here present. It's a magnificent event.
Artists there from the Tiwi Islands speaking at the opening of Tanandi Festival of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art at the Art Gallery of South Australia. Tanandi opens today in Adelaide in galleries across the state, and it continues until 27th of January 2020.